The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, good afternoon, Nerd Clan. This is the final chapter. Now, I know that there's an epilogue left for Midnight Sun, and we are in Blake's Book Club, so we do talk about everything. But this is the final chapter of Midnight Sun. That's it. This is the end. There is, you know, an argument to be made that the epilogue is, in fact, part of the story, and therefore not the end of the story. But at least all the chapter version of it is now done. Today we're talking about Chapter 29, Inevitability. A fitting chapter to close out the rest of the book and the emotional arc of what we have done and where Edward has traveled throughout all of Midnight Sun and how he has managed to travel it. Everything that he does emotionally winds up being here in this chapter, whether it is manipulating humans or discovering his love and need to be with Bella, and how he has traversed the entire book with her, for her, and she wakes up and he does not leave her side, much to the chagrin of most people, and especially the nurses. He is there at her side. I think there is a little bit of a damsel in distress aspect in this chapter that is somewhat annoying. The fact that, you know, she does get hurt and she is essentially begging, Bella is begging Edward to turn her into a vampire. And she is suggesting that she can never be his equal, yet he, on the other hand, is suggesting that he could never be her equal because she is alive. The brooding commences, and, you know, I think it's pretty par for the course when it comes to Edward and his brooding. This is nothing particularly new. It does give me flashbacks to earlier in the book, especially when he says something along the lines of, "And I shouldn't be alive," or I shouldn't be here, because he is so wrong and he is so dangerous and so on and so forth. But there's a little bit of a damsel in distress there. Like, she needs Edward to survive. She needs him to turn her. I always found Bella to be a little bit more independent than that. I always found her to be a little bit more forceful than that. The way that it comes off in this book is that it's like desperate or desperation. And I don't know if that is the right tone for this conversation in the hospital room, especially as Edward is saying, "Okay, you need your medicine," and he's the one who orders the medicine for her. He is the one who tells her, "Okay, good, see you later." He is the one saying, "I'll never leave," even though he is ultimately lying. He is the one in control of the situation. Now, I suppose you could argue that Bella really can't be in control of the situation. She just had her life flash before her eyes, essentially. She is the one that is most vulnerable at this moment. She is the one who is asking something of Edward that is really, I think, against, well, not I think, I know, it's against his moral compass to turn her into a vampire. So this is tricky ground. This is tricky ground to navigate, because you tip one way too far and Bella gets her way. You tip another way too far and Bella is a damsel in distress needing Edward to legitimize her life and make her more than what she is.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.